moved to New York. We found a nice little rental near a sweet little school. Now I'm looking at houses with four or five floors. And you found us a brownstone, said you want it, it's yours. So we went ahead and we bought it, found ourselves a good mortgage. Billy come and go saw it, all the furniture ordered. I could never afford this, you were pushing it forward. Made me feel a bit awkward, made me feel a bit awkward. I walk up the stoop, I put the key in the door. And then my phone started ringing, so I answered the call. And they were like, hey, you got the lead in a play. You gotta be back in London for rehearsals in May. And later that evening you said, how was my day? I said, I got some good news, I got the lead in a play. And that's when your demeanor started to change. You said I'd have to audition. I said you're deranged. And I thought that was quite strange. Miss you. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't make me feel great. What you need to do, then. I guess. Like, how will it work? Like, where? Right. I mean, it makes me really sad, but.
Fun, random, and completely useless fact to kick us off this hour. Lily Allen's younger brother is Alfie Allen, who you might recognize as Theon Greyjoy in Game of Thrones. It blew my mind when I learned it, but now that I see it, I can't unsee it. And it's also fun to point out that her godfather was none other than Joe Strummer of The Clash. Again, completely random and useless, but a fun way to get into this hour together on the mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee, your host through these explorations. And of course, that was Lily Allen's latest single, West End Girl, from the album of the same name, right here on the mainstream. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't go anywhere. I promise you're going to have a lot of fun listening to music with me and the throngs of others across the country and beyond, dialed in digitally and on the 100-plus AM FM radio stations carrying the mainstream with Brett Mabee. Before our time is up, we're going to hear from Holly Humberstone and Aisha Banks. Later on, a new one to get into the rotation from Mi'kmaq singer-songwriter Dylan Ward and his band Marion. More immediately is Courtney Barnett, Francis of Delirium, and this one from Aura the Molecule. It's Love, Scott, right here on your new favorite show for your consideration and approval on the mainstream.
Something I can just get over. Not even 1 week past, you're walking me up to my door. I didn't know how to react when you took back what you said before. I don't wanna question it. My heart's throwing out all my brain suggestions. I
What's up, people? This is Lisa Ramey, and you're listening to Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network.
We would win, that's a for sure bet. We getting triple digits like a Corvette. There really is no limit to our force yet. Take a trip, pay a visit to your doorstep. Ain't chilling with fake villains like Lord Zed. Our group is on a trip into the Northwest. Driven to the finish till the tour ends. In the crowd chilling, spitting with my cordless. No matter how you living, give it your best. Minute by minute, just barely getting by. Made it through the low times, but now you're feeling high. Let's fly, shift the engine in the drive. Then picture the image that gets fitted in your mind. Packing rap skill if you feeling the vibe. I'ma let the band heal while I chill on the rhyme. Through two lanes, remember we hit Coos Bay, pulled up on a Tuesday, rocked hard, then I flew back to Boot Gate. The next day I seen the scenery and mood change. Always go live even if a few came. The snare snarls, kicks hit like Liu Kang, straight fire spit lit like blue flame. Ate sushi while listening to the Roots and Wu-Tang, until the wheels fall off or the roof caves. Dues paid but still on another wild goose chase, pressing your luck. That adrenaline rush is sometimes never enough. Treasure the love, a rebel from the desert and dust, seven of us. Now there's only a couple friends left you can trust. Step to your bluff while you're posted on a mesa. Celebrate for something as you toast with a cerveza.
Delbert Anderson, J.J. Pacutas, Nicholas Lucero, I do believe, and the original lineup of Da Dat, going back to 2018 with Where's the Native from the band's self-titled on the mainstream. We also heard Bella Jaylene's Naive, and once again, it was Aura the Molecule's Love Scott getting us into that block on your new favorite show. The time together is going to be over before you know it, and don't ever forget that I do broadcast 7 days a week, 3 hours a day, so you can join me in a number of different ways, including by heading on over to mainstreamradio.net for the digital archive. Before the hour is through, Beth Gibbons, also one from Violet Knight. We're going to kick off this block with Courtney Barnett. She's a true and through rock and roller who was nominated for Best New Artist at the 2016 Grammys. Also supported the Rolling Stones at Hyde Park in London in 2022 and has won 4 ARIA Awards in 2015 alone, including Best Female Artist and Breakthrough Artist. She even studied fine arts at the University of Tasmania before dropping out to pursue music full-time. It's her single, Stay in Your Lane, right here on your new favorite show. Turn it up and sing along. Nosotros no andamos, Jates, with the mainstream.
Sore, I was bulletproof. fake names and jobs and living for a lost cause. I remember where we first touched. I remember where we first fell in love. I remember where we first touched. When I woke up in the morning, that was only for you. Took mine to say I need you. Living in the basement was never enough, 'cause life for us meant never getting stuck. And when I woke up in the morning, that was only for you. Walk through the city, swore I was bulletproof, making fake names and jobs and living for a lost cause. I remember where we first touched. I remember.
This is Adrian Sutherland, Wajeg Masuegi Noga Bihtoyeg, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.